Right now it's time to welcome in once again for the final time this year, Brian Ross and Real News here on Robin Hood Radio. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning to you, Marshall.
And Happy New Year in advance.
Indeed. So much that will be happening in this coming year in Ukraine, in Washington, around the world, and right in our own backyard.
Yeah, we'll start off. We'll start off in politics, and then I'll move around here to some of the other things. I don't understand in today's society. I don't understand why whenever this happens, but especially in today's society, when there are no secrets really. There's so much out there with social media. Everybody has a publishing ability of one kind or another with their smartphone, whether it's via picture or posting information. What is going on with the representative-elect George Santos has now blossomed into one thing where he kind of claimed he had was Jewishness, not Jewish, but Jewishness. But now all the other lies that have been found have now led to him being investigated for his finances.
Well, and it's stunning that the use of the word he's Jewish,
yeah.
Not Jewish.
Yeah.
He's clever in a way, but he's all too clever. Obviously, the source of his money, he spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on his own campaign, and the source of his money is going to lead to him probably going to prison. He may be seated, may not. A lot of it depends on Kevin McCarthy, apparently, who may need the vote of this guy to become the Speaker of the House. Be a tainted speakership election, but that's kind of the calculation going on in Washington right now.
Well, that is that was the next section I was going to go to. You know, it really looks like this, and you hate to use this word, but it really does look like a cliffhanger, because there's a block of there's a large block of voters in the House that just are not going to vote for him.
It seems that way, and it's just enough because they have such a narrow number of people. They're right down to it. The Democrats could be mischievous, and they could sort of weigh in and try to vote for. They don't have to vote against everybody. They could possibly sway the case. The Republicans really are in disarray in the House over that. Whoever is going to lead the House is going to be really at odds with this Senate leader, McCollum. And, it's hard to see how the Republicans gain any momentum and show to the voters that they have the ability to govern.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation that's developing, and I'm just sitting here and waiting for the other shoe to drop, because I just don't believe that McCarthy is, and I've said this all along. I just don't believe that he's going to be Speaker of the House. There's just too many variables out there. Moving on, and it's hard to move on to here, but we will. Ukraine. I mean, it's two wars in one. It's a battlefield war with Ukraine trying to take back land that was taken in by Russia in their military exercise, and then it's Russia just out and out doing almost a repeat of what Germany tried to do to London, except they're trying to do it to the whole country with just an onslaught of missiles and rockets.
120 of them this morning in the last 6 or 7 hours. Some were shot down, but not all. And as you say, the goal seems to be to inflict pain on the civilian population. And I think you make a good point. We all know from history that really led to sort of the stiff British resolve, and we're seeing the same thing in Ukraine. It's yet another miscalculation, it seems to me, by Vladimir Putin.
Well, you can kill and maim and you can injure people, but that if you're in a war, that doesn't necessarily gain you territory, and it doesn't gain you very many supporters in addition to who you already have right now. I want to switch back to our country, because we joke around a lot in this country about people in Buffalo, how they handle snow. It's always the big factor when people complain about snow here. And it's a true fact. People in Buffalo have a unique ability to deal with snow and to handle it. This past storm and series of storms has even tried that groundbreaking strength that people in Buffalo have. The stories that are coming out of Buffalo this week about what's going on when they're pulling back the snow are just frighteningly amazing.
It truly is. You know, in 1978, when I was a rookie reporter, NBC News, I was sent to Buffalo for their last great blizzard. This one certainly seems to be worse. But I saw the same thing there. And you always wonder why people live there. It's a beautiful city on the lake, but that snow comes, and I can recall the whiteouts and the resolve of the people in Buffalo to keep pushing on, you know, despite all of that. And at that time, they had even less help to get rid of the snow. And some of the pictures just are amazing, remind me of my assignment up there in the 70s. And it's impressive, you know, the resolve. Questions are being raised now about how soon they gave warnings and how much help there's been, and have they done a good job. And the number of deaths is surprising and disturbing.
All right, and let's just take a moment in your view of your being out there and working and seeing the news. There's so many stories to choose from. What do you think the top three stories are of the past year?
I would say the failure of Trump and the Republicans to win big, like they thought they would. I would say Ukraine, and I guess I would say the end of the pandemic, to be honest. I would say number four is the continued chaos and crisis at the border.
Yeah, and you know what's slipped down on that list, maybe it shouldn't remain in everybody's mind, is that we're still wrapping up what happened on January 6th that day, with the commission winding down all their work, and we'll see in the new year if the Justice Department will take up any of the recommendations from that January 6th commission.
They seem to be heading that way. There was an interesting op-ed in the New York Times, an opinion column they call it now, that really the best way is not to prosecute Donald Trump, but just to invoke Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which make anybody who gives aid and comfort to insurrectionists is barred from public office forever, which might, it seems to me, to be even a better outcome.
Well, we'll have to see what develops in the coming year. It's been a hell of a year, and hopefully next year will be not quite as of an upheaval as this year has been.
You know, we say that, but every year there's always big news, and I think the questions for next year will be, is there an end in sight? Is there an exit ramp for the war in Ukraine? Will Republicans in any way find a way to coalesce? Right now, it doesn't seem like it. And will Joe Biden decide to run again for re-election?
Well, you know, he's repaired the exit that we left in Afghanistan by putting together NATO once again and standing up to Russia. So he's repaired that. We'll have to see if he does have enough stamina and strength to decide to run for a second term.
Well, I guess he's supposed to decide over this holiday. He's down in the U.S. Virgin Islands right now, and a lot of people suggest that he should take a victory lap and move on to the next generation, as the leaders of the Democrats in the House did, and I think wisely.
Brian, happy new year, and we'll speak to you next year.
And to you, Marshall, it's been a great year. I've enjoyed every Thursday morning being on the Breakfast Hour with you. It's very, very nice. Okay.
I'm Brian Ross, and Real News here on Robin Hood Radio. You can find Brian on our website, which is robinhoodradio.com. Click on Demand. Click on Real News with Brian Ross.